Mark de Dubin and Maranatha. Welcome, beloved, to a few moments of Bible study together as we're continuing in our subject concerning rejection. And I would remind you that the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. It is a delight on my part to have the privilege to come to you today and to share the truth of Almighty God with you. And I'd invite you, if you have time and are able, to get a Bible and to follow along with us in our study concerning this subject of rejection. Man has rejected God for many, many centuries, beginning with Adam and Eve, and we've studied how rejection has impacted the human race, the effects that it's had, and presently we're studying concerning Israel, the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, and how Israel rejected God. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 8, and if you are able to, verse 7 and 8, you can follow along with us. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods. So do they also unto thee. We see God speaking to Samuel and telling him that Israel was not rejecting Samuel. They were rejecting Almighty God from reigning over them. They wanted an earthly king. They wanted to be like the other nations that were around them. They wanted a man to lead them instead of Almighty God. And so God said, they've not rejected you, Samuel, they've rejected me and have turned away from me. And so we see God gave them a king. And in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel, verse 17 through 19, we read, And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of all them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto me, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. So we see that Samuel was telling the people and warning them, You have rejected Almighty God. You have turned away from Him. You have said to Him, We do not want you to reign over us. We want an earthly king to reign over us and to lead us. And so the Lord said, All right, I'll give you a king. And so we see that God gave them Saul, and then God gave them David, who was a man after his own heart, to be their leader. And then we see that when David died, Rehoboam divided the kingdom because of bad counsel, because of pride. The kingdom was divided into Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. But we see the northern kingdom set up their own gods and turned away from God, and every king they had was a wicked and an ungodly king. And thus we see that eventually, because of their continued rejection of God, it resulted in Israel being rejected by being carried into captivity. And in 2 Kings chapter 17, beginning with verse 6, we read about this judgment that came from God. 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 6. In the ninth month of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria, and placed them in Halah and in harbor by the river of Gozan in the cities of the Medes. And so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt and under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. That's rejection, beloved. Instead of fearing Almighty God, they turned from Him to other gods, gods that Satan himself had devised, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen, whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. Do you see the rejection, beloved? Don't you see how Israel turned from God, rejected God, would not follow God, but followed false gods? Verse 12, they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, Ye shall not do this thing. They violated the law of God, which clearly stated, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Yet, verse 13, the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded you, your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Over and over again, God warned them. Remember, God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But we see that Israel rejected God over and over and over again. Israel and Judah both turned and rejected God. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the neck of their fathers, that they did not believe in the Lord their God. Verse 15, and they rejected His statutes. There it is, beloved. It's clear as you can speak the words. They rejected His statutes and His covenant, and that He made with their fathers, and His testimonies which He testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. They rejected God over and over again. They rejected the Lord God, verse 16, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made the molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantment, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke Him to anger. They worshipped Baal, and the idol Baal had hands with a fire inside the idol Baal, and they would take their children, and they would throw them into the hands of Baal as sacrifices to these false gods. Oh, beloved, how vile and how wicked are Satan's ways, how evil and how terrible are the ways of the wicked one. When man turns from God and rejects God's ways, he opens himself up to all kinds of vile, sinful, evil impure, wicked practices. And we're seeing this come about in the United States of America today, a nation that one time was founded on godly principles, founded on the truth of God's Word. If you know the accurate history of the United States of America, you know that the men who were involved in the founding of this nation were God-fearing men, men who reverenced God, men who honored God, and how our nation has taken the truth and twisted it and talked about the separation of the church and the country, not realizing and understanding that at one time there was a church that actually met right there in the Congress area and conducted services there on Sundays because they did not have buildings large enough for a church to meet in. And we see how far our nation has drifted from the truth, has rejected Almighty God, has turned to materialism, has turned to immorality, has turned to ungodliness and wickedness. And as a result, we're seeing our schools filled with violence, and we're seeing our young people being destroyed by drugs and by alcohol, because the Ten Commandments, God's guidelines for morality, have been removed from the public arena, have been removed from the schools, and we're seeing the judgment as God is turning America over to her own wickedness and her own ungodliness. You sow the wind, beloved, you'll reap the whirlwind. And that's what's occurring in the United States of America as she's losing her prominence in the world and going down because of her moral degradation and her wickedness and her ungodliness. And so we see they're rejecting the Word of God just as Israel rejected God's Word and gave themselves over to do all manner of vile, wicked, evil things. Verse 17, they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke Him to anger. And we're seeing this true today. We're seeing false religions coming along. We're seeing cults advancing, and we're seeing false teaching becoming prominent even on television and on the radio. And we're seeing false religion promoting itself and creeping into our nation. If you look in the yellow pages under churches in the United States of America, you'll find all kinds of false religions listed because America has rejected the truth and has turned to ungodliness, has turned to wickedness, and beloved, judgment is coming. Judgment is coming from Almighty God. Till next time, goodbye.